נמצאים פה, נביא לי כמה דברי ברכה ודברי תורה אצל הרב, כמה מילים לכבוד.
לכבוד!
ברשות הבעל הבית, כל הקהל הקדוש הזה, it's not a coincidence that we just had the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and just a short while later we're celebrating Chanukah Tabayit here at this home. The whole idea of Chanukah, we have to understand what exactly is the big simcha of Chanukah. After all, it was not that the Greeks, that they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't destroy it at all. It wasn't destroyed for another 215 years. So what's the big simcha of Chanukah altogether? Furthermore, why do we place the menorah by the front door, Api Halacha, like the Gemara says, we put the menorah opposite the mezuzah. What's the correlation between the menorah and the mezuzah? So the inyan is that the home is like a body, it's like a human, it's like a Jewish soul. There's a guf, there's the body, and there's also the neshama. What the Yevanim were able to do was that they weren't interested in making an attack on the body of the Beit HaMikdash, in destroying the physical structure of the Beit HaMikdash. What they wanted to do is they wanted to drive away the neshama of the Beit HaMikdash. The Shekhinah, which is Shochein B'toch HaBayit, that's what they wanted to get rid of. And so what they did is that they brought Tumah into the Beit HaMikdash, Timu kol hashmanim, timu et kol haheichal, in order to drive away the neshama of the Beit HaMikdash. Because just like every Jew has neshama and a guf, so too the Beit HaMikdash has a neshama and a guf. And instead of making an attack on the guf, like Nebuchadnezzar did to destroy the guf of the Beit HaMikdash, they made an attack on the neshama of the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us in the Sugya of Chanukah, in the first parak of Shabbos, second parak of Shabbat, that the Ner Maravi of the menorah of the Beit HaMikdash was an Eidut Shashchina Shura B'Yisrael. That it was testimony, it was an Eidut to the whole world that the Shechina is present amongst Bnei Yisrael. Lighting the candle in the Beit HaMikdash represented that as much as the Yavanim tried to drive away the Shechina from the Beit HaMikdash, the Shechina will always remain by Bnei Yisrael. One of the reasons why we light the menorah opposite the mezuzah is because the mezuzah, the Zohar Kadosh tells us, mezuzah means, is the otiyot mezuzat, is otiyot zaz mavet. That the mezuzah drives away the malach mavet from coming into the home. And so therefore, part of the simcha of the Chanukah Tabayit is putting on the mezuzah. So that the Malach HaMavet knows he has no entrance into this home. What the menorah adds by lighting it opposite the mezuzah is that the menorah says not only are we not going to have the Satan inside the home, the menorah means that we're going to bring the Shekhinah into the home. Because the menorah, which is an extension of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, means it's an Eidut Shashchina Shorah. It's an Eidut that the Shekhinah should dwell in the home. That's what the menorah represents. So the great simcha that Bnei Yisrael had at the time of the Yevanim, the whole simcha of the Chanukah, the Yom Tov Shel Chanukah, is that although they didn't try to destroy the guf Shel Beit HaMikdash, but to drive away the neshama and to light the candles in the Beit HaMikdash, brings back the Shekhinah into the home. Coming together and making Chanukah Tabayit is associated with what? With bringing the Shekhinah into the home. That's why every time we make Birchat HaBayit, if you have it, people have it hanging in their homes, it says, "Bezeh HaMakom, Bezeh HaPina, Shetehei Shuriya HaShekhinah." That's what it says. That the real bracha for a Baal HaBayit is that more than the house should be beautiful, Sometimes you walk into a home and it's spectacular, but then you feel that the Shekhinah is not there. And sometimes you walk into a home where it doesn't look like it's so beautiful, but you feel like everything is there because imani kan hakol kan. If the Shekhinah is there, then everything is there. So after lighting Chanukah in the home, what we just did, Hashem gives us a schut every single year to bring the Shekhinah into the home again. That the lights of the candles is the Shekhinah of Hashem which comes into the home. And even though now, especially after Asar B'Tevet, that it takes away, there's a pagam in every single bayit because it represents Churban Beit HaMikdash, the Tzom of Tanit Asar B'Tevet. That coming together immediately after Asar B'Tevet and making Chanukah a bayit means that even though our enemies will always try to take away the Shekhinah from the home, we will do whatever it takes to make sure that the Shekhinah is in the home, and that which creates the real Shalom bayit. If the Shekhinah is here, then everything is here. So I asked Eliezer to make a head count. Now that Malkiel's here, I think we have it. You know, we light 36 candles over the course of Chanukah. So I think now we have 36 people in the home. Right? 36 people. Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Oh, we counted the kids.
Oh, you did?
Okay. With the kids. With the kids. Because Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, that the neshama of every single person is a ner. So just like on Chanukah, we lit 36 candles over the course of 8 days, and this being the Shekhinah, it should be our tefillah, then in this home, and all the Bati B'nai Yisrael, we should be zocher, we should have the Shekhinah Shara Tamid, Yil Shalom Bayit, Hagadel Tamani Benachat, Sheh Shekhinah Shuriya B'Bayit Zeh, Shenizkeh Lirat, Adbit HaMikdash, Mi'er V'Aminu, Amen.
Amen.
Give a few more.